So this is Adam Jackson with Daily Tech Talk, I guess.
And this is Sam Downey, also with Daily Tech Talk and DSounds.
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
And what does that stand for, by the way? I always hear you say DSounds. What does that stand for?
DSounds. It could be Downey Sounds, because Downey, D for my surname, and Sounds for Sounds.
Or just DSounds.
Just because of I'm a musician, maybe.
Yes. Well, we're at Starbucks on 3rd Street, I think, 3rd and Market.
Yes.
And we're streaming on Justin.tv.
We are streaming live at the moment, yes.
And uploading pictures to Flickr, and we're just busy as heck.
We are.
Yes. Is this going to be part of your tech cast?
Yeah, it will be.
I saw you had a new Flickr account
for
tech cast.
It's going to be a joint thing, yeah.
You used to.
Used to.
Okay, so we've had a long day. Have you had a meal today, Sam?
Apart from breakfast with you, Adam, that's the only meal that I've had so far.
Oh, yeah.
And then dinner later, but it's going to be... I don't feel hungry though.
You don't feel hungry?
No.
You're too excited.
Maybe that. Or just being here has just been really good.
You realize in 12 hours, Steve Jobs is going to take the stage, a little bit over 12 hours.
Yeah.
And release something totally amazing. Some people are saying he's going to retire.
Yeah, a few people are. But I don't think he will. I don't think the something in the air, because that's the tagline at the moment, 2008. I don't think that's his retirement. I think it's going to be something about maybe it could be an update to the iPhone, because that's over the air.
Yep.
It could be an update to maybe AirPods. Maybe AirPod Extreme is being updated.
Apple TV,
yeah.
Well, there was one thing, too, that was saying last night when we were having dinner.
Yeah.
An Ultra Portal on a Mac with wireless power, you know, wireless video, wireless USB... Everything completely. There's no wires whatsoever. Is that even possible under $2,000?
It might be. I don't know. At the sort of like prices for flash memory at the moment, because that would obviously replace a hard drive. I think that's going to be quite cheap.
But Apple doesn't do anything where they won't make money off of it. It's always profitable.
Yeah, they'll always make profit onto it. It'll be cheap to manufacture.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
Them. So in the stores, when you go and buy it, it's going to be how much Apple wants to charge for it. But I guess there's going to be a ultra portable. There's talk of the MacBooks being replaced by this, and it's going to be the MacBook range. All of them every single MacBook will now have a super drive. They're actually dropping all the combi drives in every single computer now.
Yes,
it's now all going to have DVD writers. So hopefully they'll upgrade maybe iMovie or iDVD at some point.
Very nice.
Maybe there's going to be an announcement about the software side.
Well, there's one thing, too, to consider. In January of 2003, Apple released the 12 and 17-inch PowerBook.
Yes.
All aluminum.
Yeah.
That was 03. That was, nearly 5 years ago. 5 years ago
it was.
Today.
Yeah.
For 5 years, we've had this kind of design. I'm pointing my MacBook Pro here. We've had this same design, and there's been no redesign to that.
Yeah.
Even when they went all Intel,
yep.
Still the same design. So, in my opinion, we need a whole new 15, 17, 12, whatever they release, updated.
Sure.
You know, every product in their line, including the MacBook, iMac, everything's been totally redesigned. Even the Mac Pro is, you know, two drive bays now.
Yeah.
But the professional, the 15 to 17 inch professional laptops have never been changed beyond, you know, this design with the grills, front loading optical drive. That's my opinion. So this needs to be changed.
Yes.
My MacBook Pro. So, you know, that's what I'd like to see.
Okay.
I won't be buying one. I just bought this one for $2,000, but
not yet.
But yeah. All right. So, can we recap on today? What we did today?
Yeah. Let's recap. Actually, let's recap over the last 2 days.
I'm too tired for the week. Okay.
Let's talk about Sunday. So we both arrived on Sunday.
Yes, we did.
So I got here before you because your flight was delayed.
Yeah.
So I arrived here at from London, and I got a flight at 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday the 13th in London. And I got to San Francisco early so I got here at 12:30 in the afternoon, which is great. Really good timing. Takes 2 hours to get across. That's okay, a bit longer than that. Okay, ten and a half hours in the air totally.
Yes.
So long flight. But so I got here to to San Francisco, got to our hostel where I was staying, which is the Adelaide Hotel, Adelaide Hostel, and checked in. So there, I met our room buddy for Macworld, and that's Bill Palmer from iPlong.com.
Bill rocks.
And yeah, he certainly does. And so yeah, we got talking, and then I just felt tired, so I chilled out in the room and waited for Adam to turn up. Then I got onto Twitter,
right,
and started talking to people. Then Laura said to me that the Adam's flight was delayed. So why was your flight delayed, Adam?
Well, they tell me it's mechanical failures, and then they say, okay, go ahead and get on. It's fine, though. You know, we had mechanical failures. The plane wouldn't start, but go ahead, hop on. So yeah, we got on the plane. It was 2.5 hours late, and that was in Jacksonville, my hometown.
Yeah.
Then I got to Denver, and there was delays because of, like, snow or something like that.
Sure.
So twice my plane was delayed, but I got a $100 voucher from the airline.
That's
but
nice of it.
I don't care because I got, you know, to San Francisco 6 hours late, which every hour is huge. You know? So that kind of sucked, and I missed my city tour, which is in the fifth year, so the fourth year of the city tour. Very unfortunate. You know, I kind of look forward to that. It's my big event every year is a city tour. We kind of forgot about that. But it was cool because you or someone brought everyone to us. Was that you?
That I basically we got to thank a few people too.
Okay.
Who kind of like ran the city tour on our behalf while we weren't there. So we arrived there. We got to thank Liana.
Yes.
And who else? Mike. We got to thank them for kind of like taking people around San Francisco for like, for those hours up to Coit Tower, over to Fisherman's Wharf, and basically I met up with them outside the Apple Store at 5 o'clock. So this is the time when I knew that you were just getting into here.
Yeah.
And so I went over to there and met the whole group, and the whole group said, okay, we finished the tour, now we want to get some dinner or we want to get some drink as well. So I said, okay, let's go back, let's go and find a bar. So on the way we found a bar, but we just continued walking. So I thought, okay, we'll just walk right back to the hostel where we were staying, and I said, oh, I'll go and see if Adam's arrived yet. So as I was walking in, I walked up the stairs, and there he was in person.
Yes, cool. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to walk out and see all of my friends from last year, all the people that went to the thing last year. So we all met up and walked down to a bar called Lefty's. And those guys, they gave their waitress such a hard time.
They did.
I felt so bad for her. She was so nice, and then like they were just being sexist. And then
but we spent under $100 on drinks there.
That's right, yes.
So it was, you know, quite a bit of drinking went on at 6 o'clock in the evening. It was really great, actually. But we did meet who came to see us, Michael.
Michael of Quick, QIK.com, which we have as Nokia.
Yes.
How did that work today? Pretty good?
It's been really good, yeah.
I like it a lot.
We had a couple really great platform.
Software glitches with it, but aside from that, it's been a great platform. So we got his Nokia from him. Then you go to qik.com/dailytechtalk.
Yep.
That's our address. Okay, so we picked that up, and then we went over to Mucca de Pepo.
Yes.
And had some dinner. It was on Howard and 4th Street, I think, roughly there. Went there for dinner. Sorry, I'm losing my voice already. It's only Monday.
Yes.
Met up with Nick Star.
Nickstar.com. That's where we met up with Nick. And I got talking to Nick about his troubles over the last 6 months of losing his equipment. Unfortunately, driving to San Francisco, he drove all the way from Florida to San Francisco to, I think it was like start a new life, because he got really depressed in Florida.
Yes.
And he was looking quite good, quite happy on last night. And if you go to Nick's blog, which is nickstar.com, and you'll read his full story. But so I won't go into too much detail here. But Nick told me kind of what happened, because he was parked his car quite near the Moscone Center.
Yep.
And around about 8:30 or so, his car was broken into. And at the time, Nick didn't have anywhere to live in San Francisco, so he was living inside his car. Of course, all his personal belongings was inside the car. And so all that lot got stolen. And so he lost everything, lost his MacBook Pro, lost his iPods, everything, including his clothes as well. So if you go on to nickstars.com, nickstar.com website, you'll get all the details about his story. But Nick is a really great guide. And so was Emil. The meal was quite good, actually. Quite nice.
Yes, it was very good. And once again, you know, I didn't really pay much the whole time. It was kind of like we all kind of pitched in. Everyone gave plenty of money, so there was no problems. Like, you know, in a groups of 10 or more, you always have problems with the check, and it's they made it very painless. After that, we went to 4th Street, which you went home and slept. You were tired. Yeah. It's like 4 in the morning your time.
I was tired. This is about by the time around about 9:30 or so, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And so I went back to the hostel because, yeah, I had been up since 4 a.m. UK time on Sunday. So that's you know, quite a few long hours. And I'm going to do the same today, which is Monday. So tonight I'm going to head off to sleep around about 9:30 or so, 9:30, 10, because we have to get up early in the morning. And we'll talk to you about that a little bit later on. But anyway,
I just want to
what did you get up to when I left you, Adam?
Well, we did the 4th Street thing and, you know, got more drunk.
Yeah.
Then pretty much the place closed at 11:30. It's Sunday night, so 11:30 they were closed, and we all went home. I think so, yeah. We all went home, and you and Bill were already asleep.
Yeah.
I slept by the
by the window,
which was cold. Woke up to like a friggin' trash thing going off. Oh.
Well, we all did actually, but
yeah, that was horrible.
And we were streaming through the night. We left.
Yeah, 30 people were watching in blackness. It was just black.
Yeah. Why were you watching?
I want to build mine if we can leave the light on. Okay, so real quick, I want to stop everything and go to this.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken out about this yet, but I started, I'm a big, huge supporter of me about Macworld.
Yeah.
So I started a Flickr pool group on Macworld. 43 members, Macworld Expo 2008, and probably back in October. Started plugging on my website. Well, then IDG, Macworld Magazine, says, we're going to start a Flickr group called Macworld Expo 2008. They added a dash in there, so it's not like mine.
Yeah.
All right. But see, what I did, I tried to be like them. I used the same naming scheme they did for last year.
Sure.
But they added a dash, because obviously they knew that was mine.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have added that if they didn't. They tried to create a group, and probably told them there's already a group by that name.
Yep.
So then, they created a new group. I messaged the person that managed it. She's like, oh, it must have been an error. We'll look into it. I just saw a few minutes ago on macworldexpo.com,
mm-hmm.
Here's our Flickr group. Add all your photos to it. So they're plugging their Flickr group now.
Yes.
So now what do I do? You know, the guy that started this group, that plugged it. If you go to macworldbound.com, it's the 10th most visited link.
Yes.
You know, link from. People have been joining it in numbers.
Yep.
You know, people have already started. Have people started adding their photos to it yet? Let's see.
Let's have a look. 43 members sign up to it.
It's about if they have or haven't. What I'm saying, though, is like...
This is for us, yeah.
You know, I did all this work to plug it. Yeah. Nick F. of TUAW, TUAW.com, mm-hmm.
yep.
One of their lead editors, is adding his photos to it.
Yes.
But then IDG says, no. We have our own group. Use ours. I mean, you know, I told them, you could have just sent me an email, and I would have made you administrators. I would have given you the group.
Yeah.
I'll still merge the groups if you want to merge the groups. But no. They're doing their own thing. So now we have this you know, separated Mac community, as we always do.
Yeah.
I would have given them the group, you know? Mm-hmm. And if you go to... So we already have people adding photos to my group.
Yeah.
But then what if people start going into their group, now they don't see those photos?
Yeah.
You know, so I'd rather them be in one place. And I wish IDG would have worked with me on that. And look, they didn't even give their group a URL.
Yes.
It's not even complete. There's no picture. There's no URL.
Yeah.
You know, mine says groups/Macworld2008. It's just, you know... It's frustrating when you're trying to help people out and they create a piss poor group, but then plug it on a major, huge, you know, macworld.com. It's right there on the main page.
It certainly is.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
it's just every day. All right. Anyway, back to our thing. So, woke up this morning. We did
Monday morning. Okay,
so
Monday the 14th. Let's start from there.
Yes.
7 o'clock in the morning, we were woken up. Very early.
Like the friggin'...
Which is okay. It was a nice alarm call for us.
Well, it was like 7 o'clock.
It was good timing. Yeah,
we had to be
at
JTD
happened.
By 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So we woke up that early and got some breakfast. We went down to Moscone first.
Yeah, Moscone first.
to see a line of 800 people in line trying to get their badges. We then you and I went to go get some breakfast.
We did.
at Mel's Diner.
Yeah, Mel's Diner, around the corner from Moscone Center.
It's expensive, by the way.
Yeah.
It's $23 just for both of us to have eggs.
Yeah.
Very expensive, but we went to the Justin.TV offices, which was awesome.
They certainly were.
I love Justin TV. It's a good group of people. And
me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I really had a good time. So, yeah. And then
I spoke to when Justin Kahn showed up at Justin TV, at the offices of Justin.TV.
Yeah, so cool. Like, there's Justin Kahn.
Of course, I had him and also Phil, who's there at Justin.TV, and also Michael as well. And we did a bit of tech support for people. When I'm streaming on Justin.TV, I get problems using either Safari or Firefox. In the preview window, when you go to broadcast, I get nothing. I get no image. And sometimes I also don't get any sound from my camera as well. Even today, I tried to do a bit of streaming. I was getting no sound from it. Very, very weird. So I'm helping now. While I'm here in San Francisco, I'm helping them with a little bit of tech support in person for the Apple community.
Yep.
Just to try and get it working for everyone who uses an Apple computer.
Yep. Oh, no sound on there. I'm sorry, I sound like crap.
Yeah.
But I'm getting sick maybe or something. I don't feel well. I've already got these. Holes, you know, menthol stuff going on there because I can't talk.
Yes.
It's only been, you know, a day and a half.
Yeah.
And, so we did that, and then we went to the hotel, managed some of our stuff.
We did.
Then went to CVS and bought a power strip.
Yeah.
Very required. We have total, with me, Sam, and Bill, we have like 5 laptops.
Yeah.
You know, maybe 7 or so cameras and cell phones and iPods and iPhones, so... charging all that stuff up, and now we're going to. We went then to the Girls Gone Geek Academy. We saw Wheel of Court.
Yes,
Leo was there.
Leo was there. We filmed in, so you can watch it on quickqik.com / Daily Tech Talk, and you can watch it there.
And so yeah, we got that all up and running, and then after that,
and thanks to the GirlsGoneGeek.tv team.
Yes,
really good to see them in action. Very, very good. Really great speakers. Fantastic, good-looking women.
I'm sure they'll love that. Yeah, it was really cool that they're so new and they put that together. They're a very new group.
Yeah.
And it's their first Macworld, and they did a good job. And then I met with Peter Cohen of Macworld. You know, I haven't talked to him, Peter, in maybe 3 or 4 years. I see him every year, but I haven't talked to him in a few years now. And it was really good to catch up with him on, you know, just his life and Macworld and everything. He's doing well. So Peter Cohen, great guy.
Yeah.
Interesting guy.
Check out some reviews on MacWorld.com. He's really, really
he's
great.
He's a gamer guy.
He is a gamer. I actually challenged him to a few games when we go into the Expo Hall on Aspire stand. Play some games over there. That'd be good.
And then after that, you and I met at the Apple Store. Now we're here at Starbucks.
Yes.
Catching up.
Yep.
And after this, we're going to go to the Gizmodo party.
Yep.
And yeah.
Ars Technica, Gizmodo's party, and MacWorld party tonight. Then I'm going to head off. No, then we'll have some dinner.
Well, we have the XL of a cocktail party, too.
We do,
which includes dinner.
Yeah, very true.
So, yeah, we're doing too. Okay, so big night ahead of us. Once again, Safari quit on me again. I've actually, ever since I installed Leopard, Safari crashes 4 or 5 times a day. I don't know. I have to restart, reload or something.
We don't know.
Okay, so we're streaming.
Yes.
Justin.TV/MacWorldExpo.
Yep. Also, we're on the homepage as well for Justin.TV.
Yes, we are featured broadcaster of the week. We also have quickqik.com/dailytechtalk.
Yes.
Mogulus.com.
Yes.
That's Macworld 2008.
Yes.
But if you go to dailytechtalk.com, click on Sam's head.
Yep. Click on Adam's head.
click on the pimple of my right eyebrow. Open that up and you'll be able to see us live in all 3 windows. You know.
Dailytechtalk.com for all that. And also dsounds.co.uk. I've got all the windows open up, so I can just watch the streaming from there as well.
Yeah, actually, you know what, from now on, guys, go to DSounds to do that, because our site sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. So I'm taking more pictures. I'm trying to upload pictures by Flickr, but it's taking forever, so I'm going to have to... If you're looking for Flickr photos, we'll get those up to you guys tonight after all the parties.
We'll do it later. We'll do the uploading later. It will take ages here for us at Starbucks. It's slow connection.
Yep. So I'm going to go ahead and we can probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Adam.
Talk to you guys later.
Yes, we certainly will. This is Sam Downey and
Adam Jackson.
And we're signing off from the Macworld Conference Expo 2008. And that was Sunday and also Monday you would be listening to us. We'll be talking to you again very soon. More information, dailytechtalk.com, macworldbound.com, dsounds, that's dsaund.co.uk, and also check out our live streaming on justin.tv.
Adios.